My name is Marcus Jarvis. My name is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Our law firm's name is Marcus.Jarvis Law Limited. We practice primarily in the areas of criminal and immigration laws. And we are a company that serve our clients locally in Minnesota, nationally throughout the United States, and internationally around the world. Today, I'm here to speak about deportation. With the change in administration effective January 20th, 2017, immigration enforcement is up, I would say maybe doubled. In other words, more people are getting picked up by immigration and customs enforcement. And a lot of people, when you're picked up, you're placed in detention. Well, if you're in detention, you have to try to get released on a bond. And I found recently that an individual who has a driving while intoxication charge, you don't have to even have to be convicted of that charge. It's almost sure that you will not be released on bond until the case is over. The immigration judge looks at the danger to community standard, and if you've done that element of the rules, then you definitely won't get a bond. You won't even go to the other elements of the rule, things like how long you've been in the society, in your community, any contributions you've made, family ties, even the relief you have. Relief simply means how you're going to stay in the United States. So the recommendation here is to do not drink and drive. They do not go together. If you're out of your house and you drink, plan a sober ride. If you can't do that, just don't drink and drive. If you want to drink today, a DWI is an immigrant's worst nightmare. It's almost impossible, as I've stated earlier, for an immigrant, someone who's not a United States citizen, that has a DWI. Even with a green card, you can be picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and you'll be fighting very hard to be released on bond. Being placed in deportation or in removal proceedings doesn't necessarily mean that one is going to get deported. It simply means that you'll be before an immigration judge at the immigration court, and you will have to present information, legal arguments to an immigration judge as to why the judge should allow you to stay in the United States. So it's always advisable to seek the help of a competent immigration attorney to help you with your immigration needs. So this may sound crazy, but sometimes we want our clients to be in deportation because we cannot put them in deportation. It's the federal government, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, United States Citizenship and Immigration of Services that can put an individual in deportation. So before an immigration judge, one is able to see many forms of relief. It could be adjustment of status, it could be counselor processing, it could be EOIR 42B cancellation of removal. This is for individuals who don't have a green card as yet, or EOIR 42A, cancellation of removal. This means an individual who has a green card and the government is trying to take a green card. Yes, you have to be careful because a lot of people believe that once I have a green card, I'm secure, but not necessarily. There are certain crimes you could commit that could cause you to lose your green card, or if you traveled out of the USA, you could have problems coming back in. And a lot of people fail to realize that if you're not a United States citizen, if you don't have a U.S. passport, that when you're coming to the USA, you're seeking permission to enter the USA. A lot of people don't realize that, but you don't have rights to go to another man's land. Any country you go to, even US citizens going to other countries, you're seeking permission to enter that person's country. We don't look at it that way, but we have a mini interview sometimes. What's the purpose of your visit? You came such and such a time. Why are you coming back now? Who are you coming to? Sometimes customs enforcement will actually make the call to individual or organization that you mentioned you're coming to. So be careful. Again, it's advisable to seek the help of a competent immigration attorney to help you with all of your needs. And if you think we cannot be of assistance to you, give us a call, 763-425-5447. Find us on the web at lawltd.com. Again, my name is Marcus Jarvis. Please give us a call. We give a 15 to 30 minute free consultation. It could be over the telephone. And we'll be happy to speak with you about your immigration case. It's always wise to talk with an competent immigration attorney because you never know what relief you may have. There's something called a U visa, for example, for individuals who have had crimes perpetrated against them. The government wants you to report crimes to help. They want you to help them fight crimes, so they're willing to a lot of times sign off on what's called U visa certification. Once you have your visa certification, that's the foundation that one uses to launch a U visa application. And with a U visa, you might be able to bring your spouse along who's undocumented or children who are under 21 and undocumented. Sometimes if you have crimes committed against children, you're considered an indirect victim. And as parents, you may qualify. And you may have other siblings that impacted also, other individuals who witnessed the crime, maybe provide information to law enforcement, may qualify to apply for your visa. It's a very powerful tool because you don't have to have any other foundational requirements other than getting your visa certification to help you launch. It's an unlawful reentry. I'm not condoning unlawful re-entry, but seek the help of a competent immigration attorney, and you just never know how you might be able to stay in the United States. Always talk with individuals and know your rights and know what relief is available to you. Marcus Jarvis, immigration attorney. My number is 763-425-5447. You may also email me at jarvislawfirm@msn.com. That's my preferred email. Thanks for listening. I will be in contact once more.